Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We should call this the notorious coaching search right now, I think.
It really is that. And I'm, you know, it's already old for me because I want us to be diving into, here's the guy, here's what he does, here's background.
Here's what it means.
Yeah, I'm sick of, because the speculating, even though we're doing a service, we're trying to keep people up to speed, but sure. It gives me a headache.
Speculating is just that. It is speculating until there is something definitive. Now, there are a couple pieces of definitive news from around the National Football League today. Number one, Brett Hundley, the exciting quarterback from UCLA, has announced his decision to return to school. It was also rumored and should be announced officially later today that at Blake Bortles, the quarterback from University of Central Florida, the number two quarterback on many boards, many scouts' boards,
I like him.
Will come to the NFL draft.
So I like him a lot.
When you hear that, it makes you feel pretty comfortable that at number four, because Clowney's probably going to go in the top three, that the Browns will have a shot at either Bridgewater, Manziel, or Bortles, depending on how that all shakes out and depending on who they like, who everybody else likes. But if those guys are at least considered by this organization to be the three amigos, the three elite quarterbacks, it does appear that the Browns will have a shot at one of those guys at number four.
Yes, and I think that would be such a good thing because all three did exactly what they needed to do in their bowl game appearances. All three left a strong statement that said, you know what? We're going to help an NFL team at some point. And you can go after that. You can decide between them what qualities you like or don't like. I'm really high on Bortles because I think about physical. The AFC North, the physical nature, right? Yep. That Ben Roethlisberger-ish type of thing that he has that really plugged in with for me. And I think that's the kind of guy I want to see. Yes, Johnny Manziel, exciting, dynamic, fun to watch. He'll be fun to talk about. He'll be a story unto himself. He'll inject life and heat and energy and light into this place that has none of that right now. And people who are worried about, I'm not worried, people who are saying, you know, same old Browns, and to quote what Jimmy Haslam brought up that he hated, but is accurate, and people who are just on this whole coaching search, just fed up with what they're hearing, nothing is exciting them about it, they'll get excited if a guy like that came here, and I think they'd get excited if any of those other two guys that we talked about, Bridgewater or Bortles, was here. They might not know Bortles' name as well. They're going to hear a whole lot about it in the coming days and weeks and months.
Yes, they certainly are. A lot will be learned about Blake Bortles. The other bit of news is that Mike Sherman, the offensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins, is now the former offensive coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. He has been relieved of his duties. You want to get some barks from the dog pound in the second hour. Still to come, though, so just so you know, just so you guys are prepared, 2 o'clock, Bob Condotta, who covers the Seattle Seahawks, will be by to talk about Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator of the Seahawks, that the Browns will be interviewing Gerard Cherry. 2:45, of course, we'll talk some more about the wild card weekend. We'll take your calls, talk coaches, quarterbacks, etc., all throughout hour number two. But first, Howard in Gainesville, Georgia, joins us now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Howard.
All this conversation about Josh McDaniels as the next head coach of the Browns is quite troubling to me. He's already proven himself to be incapable as a head coach. He has also, though, proven himself to be quite capable as an offensive coordinator. So let's just let him keep doing that and go in another direction. I would like to hope that the Browns will interview Gus Malzahn and give him some serious consideration, having been in the southeastern United States for as long as I have been and being a graduate of a Southeastern Conference university, I'm pretty in touch with southeastern football, and I think Malzahn has proven that he's worth some consideration. I know that there's some concern about his lack of experience as a head coach, but I know what I see when I see his teams play, and it's very aggressive, very up-tempo, and I think he's worth some serious consideration in the NFL.
Yeah, I would go along with that as well. I think he's – I'd like to see the serious consideration. Certainly want to see the research that's done here. This isn't Chip Kelly, I don't think, circa 2012, right? I think, or 2013, I should say. This isn't that. This is a guy who's intriguing, who has a lot of progressive ideas. He's the closest to that model, I think, of available candidates and from the collegiate end. And tonight's outcome is going to do a lot about perception. You and I, Nathan, talked about this last week, and I think when I brought up the idea that if they got smoked by Florida State, if the game went the way a lot of folks feel and Florida State won in a big way, I know you had said that shouldn't really affect things from his validity as a candidate or take any shine off of that. And maybe that's so, but I'm thinking the opposite now. If they win the game and win it however they win it, but especially if they win it in ways that show what this offense, this Auburn offense and his concepts are all about and what he also did at Arkansas State with that offense, that will obviously make a new entry to his resume that will dramatically change things. I think it will make him somebody that, because the whole nation is going to have its eyes on its TVs tonight, and Cleveland, especially Browns fans, watching that game with an eye toward that. And I'm not, and I know that that's really not what's going to drive Jimmy Haslam or Joe Banner to him, but it will be yet another thing to consider. It'll be a very popular thought if he comes out of tonight with victory and with impressive work as a coach.
There's no question. It certainly does. But I think you're hiring him for, you know, what he brings, his ethos, basically, his right. scheme, his thoughts, his leadership, his presence. College football, as we know, is not always a level playing field. He's gotten his team here. When you hear about the pro prospects on Auburn, and then you think about the pro prospects that are on Florida State, it's not like we're talking about two evenly talented teams. So when you think about if he can be competitive tonight, I think that says a lot about him. If he wins, obviously says even more. But I don't think the ultimate outcome in today's game says nearly as much about his readiness to be an NFL head coach as it might otherwise say.
Yep. No, I agree. All right, we are going to bring aboard someone who knows a lot about Dan Quinn. He covers the Seahawks for the Seattle Times. His name is Bob Candata. We'll have him on the line to break that down for you. You are listening to CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.